When editor and writer George Plimpton died last week, he had just finished work on the 50th anniversary edition of the Paris Review. The magazine had a small circulation, but great influence. An October 14th celebration marking the half-century anniversary of the Paris Review is scheduled to go on as planned. A memorial service for its editor and honorary co-founder will be held in November. Today, our commentator Andre Codrescu offers his own recollections of George Plimpton.
About 1970, when I was a young literary lion, well, more like a lion cub, I wrote a story of breathless chutzpah and unmitigated gall called Monsieur Test in America, a story that announced, among other things, that a lion in the making was growling, eruditely, at the gates of literature and the natives better ready to meet. The gates I had in mind were those of the Paris Review. I mailed in this novella-length growl, about 80 pages long, to George Plimpton, and waited confidently in my $60 a month pad on Avenue C and 6th Street for the phone to ring, hopefully before they shut it for non-payment. Amazingly, it did ring. It was Fayette Hickox, George Plimpton's assistant to the Paris Review, telling me that George loved the story, but that it needed to be cut short by at least half. "Well, George is just going to have to tell me that himself," I bravely lioned from my blue chair, just found on the street that Wednesday when people put out furniture for the trash man. To my surprise, Fayette said, "Hold on a minute," and I held on for what has to be one of my longest minutes, one in which visions of glory were succeeded lightning fast by feelings of utter worthlessness, and then Fayette came back and said, "George would like that. Where do you want to meet?" Where did I want to meet? Certainly not in one of Plimpton's haunts that I'd read about in the gossips. Plus, I wasn't sure I had the cab fare. Then I had a nice idea. The lion's head, I said. The writers who frequented it were growly lion types. Okay, I'll come down in an hour and George will join us half an hour later. I got to the lion's head instantly. My first attempt at teleportation, and it worked. I sat by myself at the best table, and shortly after that, the dapper, elegant Mr. Hickox showed up. After he sat himself down and ordered a beer, he leaned over confidentially and said, "George must like your story a lot. I think this is the first time in 10 years that he's come this far downtown." Indeed. Not only did George Plimpton, former Detroit Lion, full-grown literary lion, and lionized publisher, come this far downtown to the Lion's Head, he loved it. He ordered whiskey, and then we had more whiskeys. And with each whiskey, I became more and more confident of my own lionhood and the tremendous roar of my story. We must have stayed there at least 2 hours, during which the place filled with all kinds of writerly riffraff who clearly knew the man I was such great pals with. By the time Fayette arranged for a car to pick them up, literary history had been made. The Paris Review published my novella, Monsieur Test in America, in its entirety. And George Plimpton, with whom I maintained cordial and professional relations for a long time, could do no wrong. He lounged royally lionesque in my private pantheon, and I always brought him the choicest, rawest hunks of my literary safaris.
Andre Codrescu, his work Monsieur Test in America, first published in the Paris Review, can be found in his story collection, A Bar in Brooklyn.